They make it their business to mind your business.
Under a new ordinance, Houstonians suspected of hoarding can get visits from cops and $500 a day fines.
In an upstate New York, an officer ticketed Jason Dewing for vaping while driving. Never mind that e-cigs produce no flame or ash, and there isn't even a law against enjoying old-school smokes behind the wheel. Turns out the cops cited a law that forbids driving while using portable electronic devices, even though e-cigarettes aren't among the forbidden devices. But this time we zero in on Arizona, where a state senator is targeting home births. I'd love to preserve the choice of the mother for their home birth, but that child also needs to have a choice, the choice not to die. So says Senator Kelly Ward, who is also a family physician. She's authored a bill that would forbid an expectant mother from giving birth at home with the help of a licensed midwife if the baby was in a breech position or if the woman had previously given birth via a cesarean section. But hospital births are not significantly safer than home births, according to the president of the Midwives Alliance of North America, who says that more and more states are trying to restrict home births. And maybe the bigger issue is whether it's wise to politicize home births rather than having parents weigh the pros and cons themselves. Follow the show on Twitter, submit your nanny nominees, and check back next month for more examples of busybodies minding your own business.